I know that this is just a filthy figment of my diseased imagination.
Live from New York.
I was hoping to interest you in improving your mind.
Science, history, paranormal activity, mysteries of the ages.
A lot of scary things can happen.
Sit back and get ready to be scared.
We're perfectly ordinary Americans.
Good evening, everybody. It is Tuesday, August 25th, 2009, and you're listening to Scared on the Airwaves with your host, the Scared Crew. Part paranormal investigators, part urban explorers. And tonight, seekers of the secret. Hi, my name is Brian J. Cano, and in the crew tonight is my paranormal partner in crime, Chris Mancuso.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Chris. Back from getting himself a very necessary and painful tetanus shot, Jason Porcino.
Buongiorno.
And to my left is our newest member of the team, and often seen and heard in the chat room, Brooke Aramaya.
Who?
Hey, everybody.
I thought you were going to say Greg.
And yes, Greg is in the chat room. You've tuned in to hear all things paranormal and all things scared. From Annapolis to Abu Dhabi, from New York to New Zealand, we're coming to you live from the Dark Plains Talk Radio Network. And what's new with the crew? It's another Tuesday. What's going on?
I went to the hospital twice in 3 days.
Now, what happened?
What, today?
Yeah.
Today I was at work.
I mean, I got here to Paul's. I was by myself. It was just, you know, Paul and his girlfriend, and I'm like, where is everybody? And he goes, oh, I don't think anybody's coming, and now yet I'm sitting here in a full room.
I called you at 7 o'clock, left you a message. I said, have a backup plan. At 5 o'clock, I was at work. This guy that played in the band there had left some of his equipment down in the basement. I walked down the concrete stairs. Next thing I know, nail goes through my shoe into my foot. I jumped up in the air and, like, fell down because to keep it from going through my foot. Worked for 2 hours. My boss also, when I asked him to come in, if he could, like, if I can go to the hospital, he says, no, they don't give tetanus shots anymore. You don't need one. So if I listened to him, I'd probably have lockjaw in 2 days.
That was some spider-like reflexes there, Peter Parker.
Well, that's why, because I play soccer, because I'm also the world's toughest man. So.
If you nice. Were the world's toughest man, you would have went and gotten a tetanus shot in the first place.
What do you think? I ain't stupid. I didn't say I was the world's dumbest man either.
But no, nice. We're glad you made it.
Thanks. And yeah. It feels like it was the. And every time I think about it, is the same thing from that movie Red Heat when James Belushi gets stabbed with the tetanus shot, and he goes, "What's in that cement?" And that's all I think about because it hurts so bad right now.
Nice, but we got some good news on the non-tetanus, non-rusty nail front. A good friend of ours, Scotty Roberts, is a dad once again.
Hey!
Congratulations,
his wife,
Scotty.
Raina gave birth to Flynn Liam Roberts the other day.
He's beautiful, Scotty.
Don't know how heavy he is, but he's of good Roberts blood, so good work there,
that's
Highlander.
That's an actor's name. He's a new Quentin Tarantino.
He's of
film.
Good Roberts stock.
Of good
Flynn
good
Liam
Scottish
Roberts
stock.
In Inglourious Bastards 7.
Each one of you people listening to this radio owes me 100 EVPs, and I want my EVPs.
100 new babies, and I want my baby.
Nice, nice. So congratulations, Scotty.
Yay.
And that, you know, your newborn son, Flynn, just owes us 50 cents for the plug. So we'll be expecting him to start working that off post-haste. I'll call you next week to see if the little guy's got a job yet.
What else do we have going on? Once again, we like to pimp out Haunted Con.
Haunted Con.
That's right. Brian and I from the Scared Crew will be at Haunted Con in Arizona.
Tempe, Arizona. Tempe, no, Prescott. Arizona.
Yes, Prescott.
It keeps moving, so we're trying to keep up with
Prescott,
it.
Prescott, Arizona, September 24th through 26th.
I think they keep moving it so that we don't know where it is.
The way Chris just said that, he's like, it. Me and Brian are going, and looking at the rest of us, like he's like, we're going. Where? Like the real guys from the show.
Well, at least you know it.
Not you ham and eggers that show up every 3 weeks to gum up the works.
Nice.
I hear it's hot down there.
But at least it's a dry heat. So it's www.hauntedcon.com. There's very few tickets left, so if you plan on going, go buy your ticket now. Do it. Get online, buy your ticket. Also, speaking of buying tickets, coming up in a scant 2 months, Hallow's Eve, Halloween.
It's Halloween!
The day before All Saints Day, the day Everyone gets up, dressed up in silly costumes and begs for candy.
Ooh.
That day, we are going to be up at the Shanley Hotel. That's right.
Hi,
you
Sal.
Heard it? The Shanley, not the Stanley, but the Shanley.
Shiggity Shanley.
Shiggity Shiggity Shanley in Napanock, New York. There's going to be a Halloween costume party hosted by Old Hip, the Paranormal Outsider, and our very own Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann.
Why can't any place we go have a pronounceable name? Fort Milfin, and just everything we say is just, it can't just be like, we're going to the Smith Hotel in Jonestown. It's got to be something ridiculous constantly.
Shiggity Shanley, diggity Danvers.
Diggity Danvers.
And you can get your tickets to this event. It's $115. It includes a past life regression seminar by Lisa Ann. There's going to be a spirit box reading and display. There's going to be a midnight ghost hunt, as well as our very own Shanley episode being shown there. Each ticket includes the ghost hunt, includes your room, and includes breakfast the next morning. So
that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So go to ShanleyHotel.com to get your tickets right now, because you don't want to be left out of this. And also because it's a costume contest, the best costume wins something.
So it means if you come dressed up like me, you're sure to win.
Yeah. Well, we're going to show up in our SWAT uniforms, so I guess no one else should.
My patch is going to say Kano on it.
Oh, so you can dress up like me.
I dress up like you.
You said it's $115. You said you can't beat that deal. I could if it was $114.
You could, but you'd have to open up a hotel and do this, have it run the same event in the next town.
I'm not in charge.
But yeah, $115 is you get a lot. Lisa Ann's past life regression classes are normally $120, so wow. Everyone who goes is going to be a part of that. So yeah, it's pretty cool. So I personally don't want to know what I did in my past life, because if I had the same crummy job, I'd be kind of pissed.
No. Don't you know everybody's Cleopatra in their last life?
That's true, extra. Even you.
Or Napoleon?
Even you. I'm checking.
I was Napoleon.
You shaved today, so you're looking a little Cleopatra-esque.
His baby face is back.
I got the baby face.
Aw, the baby face. Aw.
I would shave my mohawk off for you, Stowe. That's how much I love you.
I know you
I do. Had the buzzer to my head when you called. I was ready to go. I was ready to take it all off. Whatever you need me for, brother.
Take it all off. But also, if you haven't watched it, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't been aware of it, A, you haven't been listening to our show, and B, you've been living under a rock, so shame on you. Go check out the Paranormal TV Network.
PTN.
PTN. www.ParanormalTVNetwork.com.
All paranormal, all the time.
And Amazon, we've been selling DVDs like candy.
We've been selling DVDs like hotcakes. It's a shame we get such a lousy cut. I'll totally be a capitalist here. It's like, yeah, look, people, if you want DVDs, we sell them. Go to our website.
Go to our website.
See what happens.
ScaredOnline.com, please. Fund our investigations.
Hey, at least they're buying them.
September 1st is coming up, and we have a deadline for
the East Bridgewater Town Hall.
East
Bridgewater Town Hall. We actually said this last week or the week before.
Two weeks ago.
Started having technical difficulties the minute we mentioned and gave ourselves a deadline. So that might have been the universe saying, don't do it.
But here's the thing. Nobody knows this, but this week is hardcore editing weekend.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. Brian and I, no sleep, editing for 2 days straight.
2 days straight.
That can finish this episode out, man.
I thought it was last weekend because I called both of you 5 times and no one answered. I guess it was you just both hate me. I guess that's the real answer.
Last weekend I was actually deathly sick.
Oh, okay.
Deathly Hallows.
So
it's Chris Mancuso in the Deathly Hallows.
And even though I was deathly sick, I still had to go to work on Saturday. That was beautiful. I love it.
I'm the one that had the combination heart attack stroke on Thursday night. Seriously, we were filming interviews for the East Bridgewater episode, and you know, everyone gets through their interview, and this bug, first of all, the bug flew into the room, hits me in the head, so I'm, you know, like a spasm, I'm like, ugh! You know, I jump weirdly to it.
It's then more
it,
like, ah!
Then I don't know, is that Brooke? Then it lands on my shoulder.
That was not me.
And for some reason, instead of just, you know, wiping it away or swatting it, with, you know, it lands on my left shoulder. With my right hand, you know, I could have just brushed it off, nice and simple, but no, I've got to be difficult. Look at it, crane my neck, and try to hit it with my left hand. I must have pulled something, stretched something, hurt something, because right after that, I started getting chest pains, my left arm went numb. Chris is laughing at me.
Because he got this all on tape. He's still filming.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in intense pain. I can't move. Immediately, Dr. DeGennaro over there is like, it's her C4 vertebrae. It's all locked up, right? I'm like, no, my neck is fine. I'm just in excruciating pain. He's like, here, let me crack your back. I'm like, no. So Paul comes up behind me. He's trying to break me in half.
I could be a friend to you.
Brooke is like, yeah, it's your C4. That's great. That happened to me. I'm like, where did all these armchair physicians come from?
He's like, your neck's hurting. Hurry up, bro. Let me track your back. Take your pants off. Let's go. Hurry up.
It's like House was on earlier today, and then before that I watched Scrubs, so I'm an expert. Like, what? So here I am getting manhandled by Paul with everybody looking around. It's like, hey, the camera's still rolling. The lights are still on.
The bug is still flying.
It was like a tanning booth in there. And I'm like, okay. I just got to get through this line. Just one more line. I got to get through the line. And literally, I'm starting to black out here. Literally, I'm seeing, you know, the floaters and, you know, there are hot lights on either side of me to light us for the interviews. And I see Chris behind the camera. He's like, you know, do you got it? Do you have it? I'm like, let me just get through this, because if we stop, I'm not going to want to continue. I start, you know, I feel myself, I'm fumbling over my words. I'm like, I got a chance to review this audio, and it's a really weird feeling, so I'm glad you got that all on tape for everyone to see.
And you're still alive.
I'm still alive, and I got all my shit done.
Maybe you were having a heart attack, because you eat like you're 14 years old, so why don't you go to the doctor?
Yeah. Brian eats fast food like 5 times a week.
Yeah, but I look good.
The best part...
Wait till you turn 45 and see what happens when you're fucking eating that food. You're going to be 300 pounds. No, that's like 312 pounds.
The best part is that Chris is so hardcore, he never moved from behind the camera. He just kept rolling, just like he should.
We had the doctor, Paul, and Nurse Brooke there.
That's the law.
I'm just an observer.
Unless someone's dead, keep filming. And if they're dead, film, because then you ain't going to do nothing anyway.
I wonder if you could get a death knell on film.
Death rattle?
Death rattle. Fight Club reference.
At least they don't have to sign a permission form.
So... I guess the secret to that is just being like, I knew I'd be okay, and because I knew I'd be okay, I created it into being. I asked the universe, and I said, hey, I'm going to be all right, which brings us to our topic tonight.
What's our topic tonight, Brian?
Our topic is The Secret. Many of you have heard of it. Many of you know what it is. Some of you don't know what it is and have heard of it. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about, but it's not The Secret of NIMH. It's not the Secret Service. It's not the secret of my success, and it certainly isn't Victoria's Secret. It's The Secret.
That was professional.
By Rhonda Byrne. It's a book and a movie, and I guess you could say it's a way of life. It's a practice, and a lot of people don't know what it is. So we're here tonight to talk about it, to tell you what it is, what it isn't, debate it a little bit, because right here around this table, we have two people, both Brooke and Jay, who are... I guess I would say followers of The Secret. They believe it, they have used it, and can attest to its positive results. Whereas on the other side of the table, Chris and I are going to speak out, not so much against it, but we're going to try to give the counterpoint to it and really debate some things.
It's a cult.
And over the course of this hour, we're gonna talk about a lot of things, but it's all going to be related to The Secret, which... tells you not so much how to live, but how to act. It's the secret to money, the secret to relationships, the secret to health, the secret to the world, everything. And that's kind of a big subject, and yet this author, Rhonda Byrne, manages to pack it into 195 pages in this very nice little hardcover I'm holding in my hand.
With pictures, I see.
For $23.95 US.
I got it on sale.
So let's delve into The Secret. I'm going to start with you, Brooke, because I think you're the biggest cheerleader of The Secret. You talk about it, you use it, you give examples, and even though it was Jay's idea to kind of get into this topic, this is your book, you showed me the movie, and I'd like you to get into, just very basically, for the people who are listening, what is The Secret?
Okay, well, I was introduced to The Secret by my mom back in November at a very pivotal time in my life when I felt like I needed a little guidance on a couple of things. And, you know, she said, you know, I really want you to watch this. And I said, oh, Ma, I don't want to look at that. I don't really, you know, want to see that. And she's like, no. She says, just have an open mind and watch it. So I did. And I was pleasantly surprised. And the reason that I like The Secret, before getting into exactly what it is it's a non-denominational way of thinking. I'm not a very religious person. I was born Catholic, but I don't practice. It's simple, it's free, It's available to everybody, and it doesn't take a lot of effort to practice it. And, you know, those are all pros to The Secret. So, you know, if you watch The Secret, you don't have to be of any particular level of intelligence or any type of background to, you know, really get into this and understand the concept. And the basic, basic concept of The Secret is that The Secret is the law of attraction. Whatever's going on in your mind, you are attracting back to you. Your thoughts are energy. You put that energy out into the universe, and it returns back to you. And that's probably the most simplistic way I could explain it.
Okay. All right. Three of the basic things that I saw just in flipping through the book that The Secret lays out. 3 points to actually evoking The Secret. 1, ask. 2, believe. 3, receive. So pretty much it says, okay, you know, you ask for something. You want something. You need something. You just got to believe that it's so. You got to believe that it is possible, and you got to believe that you deserve it, and then supposedly you're supposed to get it. Now, I mean, yes, this sounds like magic. This sounds like hocus pocus. In one of the examples the movie gives, it shows Aladdin and the lamp, and it says, well, you know, this is a very basic thing that you ask for something, you get it. The universe is supposed to give it to you. And they say in that example of Aladdin and the lamp, he was given 3 wishes, but they're like, you know, that's not accurate. That's not how the original legend went. It just said, hey, he found the lamp, the genie was there, and whatever he wished for, it is so. And the genie was an allegory for the universe. Ask the universe what you want, and it's supposed to deliver to you by your force of will. So I think the person who lives his life by that I know is sitting right across from me. Jay, tell me a little bit about living by The Secret.
Well, the thing is, it's not so much magic, and I think that's what a lot of people get as, like, if you sit there and go, I want $1 million, it's not going to show up on your desk. That's not what it is at all. It's like Brooke said, it's the laws of attraction. The way they tell it is, say you say, I want you know, money, a lot of money. That doesn't necessarily mean how you get it. You could get it by, you get a new job, or you just work better at your own job. But you're not supposed to sit there and go, I want the money. You're supposed to picture yourself having it already. You're like this, I already have it. I have the money on the table. I don't have to worry about it. So the thing is, like, here's a prime example. I'll give you quick examples of what I did. This is how I used it. I don't use it all the time, hence I'm not, because it's like anything, any amount of effort you put into something, it's just that my mind goes other places, and when I wake up in the morning, the first thing you're supposed to do is think about this, but I don't. When I did, it worked. I used it on a small scale, it worked on a small scale. One of the things was a watch. I saw a watch in Maxim magazine. I wanted the watch. I didn't have money to get the watch. So what I did was, I did what they said. I took a picture of the watch, I cut out a Maxim, I hung it on the wall. I wanted a certain phone. I didn't have the money to get the phone. I took the picture. I hung it on the wall. I thought about it. I had it in front of me all the time. Within 6 months, I got that watch, was given to me as a gift, and I got the money to get the phone. Now, that's not magic. That's the point of it. The point is that it'll give it to you. It depends on how much you put into it. It's got, and you say, oh, well, you bought the phone yourself. Yeah. But the thing is, it's almost like you set it in motion.
But that's the thing.
Do
like
that.
I'm gonna address that, and that kind of reminds me of one of the examples. And to their dismay, and to your credit, that was a better example than the one the movie gave. In the movie, the very first example they give of this concept is a little boy who's sitting and he's thinking about this bike. He wants the bike. The kid must be 7 years old, 8 years old, and he's looking at this picture of the bike. And he wants the bike, so he cuts out a picture of the bike and he puts it on his wall. And every day he's sitting and pines and looks at the bike. You see him, shots of him sitting by the river alone, just looking at this bike. And I'm like, well, kid, if you got a paper out, if you did something to earn, you did some chores, raked some leaves, you'd get money, you could buy the bike. But no, the kid uses the secret. And however, you know, X amount of time later, you see him open the door and his father presents him with a bike. And I'm thinking, that's not the secret. That's A, the father wanting the kid to shut up. B, just being a good father, wanting to make his child happy. But that's
the universe giving him the bike. It doesn't matter.
That's just good parenting.
No, it doesn't matter how we got it. That's the point. It's that this is the whole thing. You're right, but I'm also right. Because the thing is, the kid got, the point is this. the kid got the bike. It's not the journey. It doesn't, and this is one way of thinking, and it's not necessarily the secret, but this is something that I've been using for years that I always beat the hell out of myself for. It doesn't matter how you get there. I was so consumed with, like, say, with my band. I was so consumed with how I was going to get a record deal and how the album recording was supposed to go that you didn't see the fact that you got a record deal. You're making an album. So the thing is, it doesn't matter if it doesn't go step by step that you wanted. You got there anyway. So the thing is, the secret did work in my eyes because the parent saw the thing and got the kid the bike. Did the kid not get the bike? Now, if the kid went out, if the universe put the idea in his head, or he got the idea in his head, or whoever put it there, or how it ever showed up to get a paper out, or rake some leaves and get it, that's also him getting it. It doesn't matter how... See, the thing is, people think the secret is magic. It's not magic.
See, but that's the thing. That's hard work and effort.
Right, like, and that's
he,
what
if
it's...
If he made it happen, that's not so much a secret. That's... That's hard work, and he's he would be rewarding himself.
But there's also the possibility that he goes to a yard sale on a Saturday and sees the bike for sale for $5 and buys it. He's still got the bike.
The universe will.
Well, that's not the example they gave, so we could argue the hey what ifs ad nauseum.
Yeah, I mean you could sit there. I mean you could also use the thing that the universe gives you what you need when you need it, and that seems to be true. What I sort of go by that in life. I mean I don't necessarily think that's this, but it's just the example of. Like, one time, I was delivering food. This is years and years ago when I first ran that. I was delivering, and I'm like, I remember I needed money because I was like broke that week for some reason. I'm like, I'm going to get money. I see it. I got a handful of money. I got a $40 tip from somebody on the way there. And that was just thinking about it for what? 15 minutes. It was a big thing. I went to the guy, gave, I think it was like a $43 or $46 tip. And he sit there, and I was that's $40 tip just by me doing it. Just by me sitting there, and I went, "What was is the secret that worked? Was it a coincidence?"
I'm glad you brought up money as one of the other examples in the movie. And this I had a very hard time with because it refers to money. It kind of addresses working people. Everybody listening to us right now has a job. Everybody probably worked today or is working tonight or is working on the weekend. And, you know, you go to your job. You might like it. You might dislike it. But whatever it is, you work. You work. You get money. You get paid. Invariably, you have bills, you spend, and you'll get bills. All right, so in the movie, the example of is a guy coming home. He's in a suit. He's tired. He goes to his mailbox, and he's dismayed because he's got a handful of bills. He's like, oh. And, you know, the expert comes on and says, oh, if you go to your mailbox every day and you think, oh, there's going to be bills in there. If you dread going to your mailbox and think, oh, there's going to be bills in there, there will be bills. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, yeah, dummy, because he's spent. Of course there's going to be bills. He's got a job. He's spending. There will be bills. That's inescapable fact of life, secret or no secret. You will get bills. But this was their advice. They said, every day when you go to your mailbox, expect checks. Don't expect bills. Expect checks. And sooner or later, you will start getting checks. And you see the guy opening his mailbox and jumping around because there's a big check in there. And you see all the zeros. And I'm like, you've got to be effing kidding me. So, since I watch this movie, I'm like, every time I go to the mailbox, I'm like, I'm going to expect money. And yesterday, I did get in the mail an envelope with a dollar in it. An actual physical United States dollar. Is that the secret? No. The backstory to that is I give to animal charities. So, invariably, I will get pounds and pounds of mail per day. From the Tigers, the Cats, the ASPCA, the Donkey Charities. Yes, there are Donkey Charities. The World Wildlife Fund, and they ask for money, One of their latest things, you know, they'll send you a quarter, they'll send you a dime, they'll send you a nickel. Actual coin in the mail saying, oh, here, you could take it, but please try to send it back and send something to us. And now they're upping the ante. I literally got a dollar, so... Is that the secret or just advanced marketing techniques that's made its way?
You thought about money and you got money.
They're asking me to give money back, which I probably will do.
But you don't have to.
I don't have to.
You could put that money away. Dude, you got, first off, let me just say, you got the Wendy's nuggets, you got the bacon cheeseburger, $1.99, the potato.
Yeah, but after tax, that's $1.08. I can't afford that with a dollar.
You know what?
Look at those commercials.
Here you go, watch. Here's the secret at work. You ready? Watch.
I'm thinking of $40.
Watch this. Here. Now you can get it. There you go.
I'm taking your
dollar. That's how simple it was.
There was. The secret in action here on Scared on the Airwaves. Jason just gave me a dollar.
And he took it.
And because tonight is Mega Millions, I am visualizing that $252 million I'll be spending.
Look, the only way you're getting money, this is for real, someone can leave it to you when they die so it's an inheritance, or you can work for it, or you can steal it. Those are your three choices. There's no magical genie or universe that's going to drop a check in your mailbox. Oh, I got a $100,000 check. What did you do? Nothing. I just thought about it. Now I got a check.
Hey, look how he...
Bull crap.
He doesn't have to work. Someone gives him money.
Sit back and collect.
Sit back and collect.
Let me tell you something. I hope you go home tonight and there's like a $100,000 check from someone.
I hope so, too.
I'm going to tell you why. Because when you go, it worked, I backhand you in the mouth.
You know what? Like, if it does work, you can backhand me in the mouth.
It's like that... Like that real loud, that the rock and roll nice. Aussie slap. That's okay. What you're getting.
I've been proven wrong before. I was seriously. I'm not afraid to say I can be wrong now.
I've been
proved wrong before. I had my first paranormal experience. So now, yes, I do believe it is possible. Whereas, 2 months ago, I never would have believed it. So, but you know what, Secret? Prove it to me.
I dare you, Secret.
I dare you, Secret.
I dare you to give me $10 million.
Give me $1 million, Secret. I dare you.
See what I'll do? I'll buy 10 million copies of The Secret. That's what I'll do.
See, that's the thing. It's like, again, it doesn't come across very clearly in the movie, and it doesn't come across very clearly in the book, unfortunately, Mrs. Rhonda Byrne. But, yeah, I mean, it seems like there are things left out. It's very easy for the naysayers to pick it apart based on specific examples because... It's almost like, yeah, if you don't want to buy it, and I'm not talking about like physically purchasing the book, but if you don't want to subscribe to what they're saying, you're going to put up any roadblock you want to prove otherwise.
See, it doesn't seem like a movie. It seems more like an infomercial, although really trying to sell?
See, here's the thing with this book. These people just took something that people have been doing for thousands of years and put a name on it to market it, okay? The point is, don't call it The Secret, don't call it anything. It's rules of attraction, it's energy, it's things like that. Forget about the book, forget about the movie, forget about the term The Secret. It's just... things like that. It's just energy. You put it out there, it comes back to you. And it's not positive thinking. It's attraction. It's beyond positive thinking. It's got nothing to do with... Yeah, they say that and it's got nothing... Now, they're very vague with this.
They are. This is watered down for... And I don't want to say lowest common denominator, but it's watered down for the common person because the guy will come on and he goes, this is proven. It's scientific fact. And then he moves on. He doesn't go into what is proven. He doesn't even go into the theory at all. He just assumes that you'll buy and go, yeah, that's right. A guy with a lab coat told me it's a scientific fact. I mean, yes, I understand the concepts behind it, the quantum mechanics that he's referring to. But, for the common person, this doesn't come down to being skeptic or believable. This comes down to, kind of tugging at hope. It's like, I hope this works. This is something I need to believe. This is something that'll change for the better. And if it's a positive thing... then hey, why not? That's not a bad thing.
But you can't doubt. The minute you doubt, that's when it breaks.
When does morality, and actually this is the question I was thinking, when does morality come into it? When can The Secret be used for bad purposes? It's like, all right, yeah, I envision myself as the ruler of the world, everyone under my thumb, and the nations of the world bowing to me. I see it, I envision it, I visualize it, it's going to happen.
It's a great example. Great thing you just said was, they said, think about it. The people that become presidents, CEOs, billionaires, he goes, leaders of the world. He goes, do you think these people have the same thought process as we do? Absolutely not. There's no billionaire out there that thinks the way we do. You're talking about people's brains that are on a different level. You think someone like Hitler or Goring or any of those people from the Third Reich, any of those people thought like they like Brian just said, they use stuff like this. You think Hitler doubted himself? He didn't even doubt himself when they had no guys left to fight. He just was like, nope, we'll send in the Fifth Army. And they're like, sir, there's nobody left. And he's like, no, we're going to win.
See,
meanwhile, the Russians are 20 fucking feet, they're 25 feet away from the place. You know what I mean?
So
you can use it for bad, though. You can. It's not necessarily a positive thing.
To tap off of what Jay just said and also what Brian just said, I basically believe there is a negative form of The Secret, and I think the majority of the population practices it every day.
Exactly.
That's why everybody's sick. That's why everybody's miserable. That's why everybody's depressed, because the thoughts that go in your head are always negative. So if the thoughts in your head are 95% negative, your life is going to suck.
Yep, and you're going to feel horrible, and you're going to be sick all the time. Correct. Very, very, yeah.
Right, so The Secret is not just about positive. They're focusing on the positive side of the energy. But most of us focus on the negative side of the energy without even realizing it.
So now here's a practical exercise for us here at the table and a practical exercise for those of you listening right now. All right, I want everyone to use a secret and see and believe that we'll be right back after this.
Holy nightmare!
Don't touch that dial, folks. We'll be right back.
Psychic, medium, healer, medical intuitive, teacher, author, and speaker. Where can you find all of these traits in one location? Go to www.spiritquesthealingcenter.com, the official site of Scared's very own Lisa Ann. Celebrating 10 years in business, Lisa Ann will be holding phone reading specials. Once again, go to www.spiritquesthealingcenter.com.
Have you been wondering what to get that special person in your life? Visit Mountain View Candleworks, your one-stop shop for candles, fountains, incense, specialty foods, and much, much more. Just visit www.mountainviewcandleworks.com. We make your candles with mountain care.
Are you wondering if the path that you've chosen is the right one for you? Or would you like to see a glimpse of what the future may hold? Tarot may be able to help you understand better the path that you're on. The cards don't lie, nor do they lead you astray, as they're a vehicle for messages from God, angels, and guides. Have your cards read for you by world-renowned tarot card master Scotty Roberts. To schedule a private reading with Scotty, visit www.tarotbyscotty.com today and find out what the cards may hold for you.
Haunted Con 2009, a paranormal conference you don't want to miss in Prescott, Arizona, September 24th, 25th, and 26th. Guest speakers at Haunted Con 2009 include A&E's Network's Chip Coffee, from Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International, Brian Harnwall, True TV's and Haunted Times Magazine's Christopher Moon, celebrity psychic Nancy Bradley. You'll meet many, many more celebrities at Haunted Con 2009 in Prescott, Arizona, this September 24th, 25th, and 26th at the historic Hotel St. Michael. To get your tickets at this intimate conference, go online to www.hauntedcon.com today. But hurry before they are sold out and you miss your opportunity to meet and learn from some of the most experienced and notable names in the paranormal field today. That's Haunted Con 2009 in Prescott, Arizona, a paranormal conference you don't want to miss.
And welcome back, everybody. Once again, it is Tuesday, August 25th, 2009, and you're listening to Scared on the Airwaves. Tonight, we're talking about the secret. Yes, that often talked about, often whispered.
Bunch of crap.
Secret to life, secret to living. It's a book. It's a movie. It's a way of thinking. And we're kind of discussing the ups and downs, the pros and cons, the ins and outs.
Bunch of crap.
And taking both sides. It's very classic and it's very typical of the Scared crew that in our group, we have some people who are on the left, some people who are on the right, some people who are in the middle, and some people who don't care.
Greg.
Chris, so you've been hearing what Jay and Brooke have been saying.
Like, yes, I have. What,
and I see you kind of stewing over there.
starving.
What is the kind of immediate thing? Like, what are the basic things that kind of... Because I see you getting a little like annoyed by it. So basic, what is annoying you about the secret?
There's a lot of things that annoy me about the secret. You know what? If you want something, you have to work for it, and you have to work hard for it. Like I said, there's nothing magical that's going to be handed to you. Okay? And if you believe, you do have to believe in yourself. And I agree with that. You have to believe in yourself. But again, it takes hard work, and it takes even more than hard work. It just sometimes takes meeting the right people to be a success. You know what? Since I was small, and Jay can attest to this, people who've known me for all these years can attest to this. I have always believed in myself. I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to be a writer. You know what? I am a writer. Am I a published writer? No. But you know what? I'm a writer, and I'm a damn good one. Now, The Secret didn't give me that. And you know what? I write almost every day. You know, I write every week. I'm always working on something new. I work with different groups. And, you know, we make films. But you know what? I haven't seen any money from it.
Where's The Secret? That's if you measure success in money and Penguin Publishing telling you that you're good. You don't need that. You don't need any.
I need money.
Yeah, we all need money, but unfortunately, most people don't make a living off what they're good at. I'm sure there's a million guys out there that have just as good as ideas as everyone in this room.
But I have believed in myself that I'm going to be a published writer.
Yeah, but you're
all these years.
Yeah,
why not?
But because the thing of The Secret is, knowing you, and I don't mean this offensively because I'm saying this to myself too, we're negative people. We're the... Well, everything sucks. Might as well be dead. Everything sucks. Woe is me.
But I'm not
I'm pretty positive. Dude, you're my best friend. Inside, I know. Believe me. You know what I mean? You're not as vocal as me about it. But the point is, I'm in this place that I'm in because it's not because I'm not a great writer. I write all night. I wrote all day today. I wrote five pages today. I write great songs. You know what? Why can't I be on MTV?
You know what? All right, maybe granted, yeah, I am a little
negative.
I'm a little jaded now. But you know what? I wasn't always like that.
But we also
that's true.
Know,
that is true, though.
This is one thing that I've noticed about us, and I think it's one of our strengths, and perhaps because of this topic, one of our greatest weaknesses. We see the other side.
True.
We consider the other person's thoughts. We consider, maybe this. What if we don't? What if we can't? You know, we're going to, but what if? What's our contingency? So according to The Secret, the fact that we even think that attracts those things to us. And they said, and actually the movie said, and this pissed me off, it said, even if you're thinking about getting out of debt, even if you've got a plan to getting out of debt, the fact that you're thinking of debt at all, debt will come to you.
That's stupid.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, well, just don't spend. Be careful with your money. But, I mean, I think all the time about getting out of debt, and I still am in it.
Here's an example now, and people have looked at me like I'm crazy, okay? My job isn't the greatest job in the world. I don't make a whole lot of money, but I make enough to support myself, support my wife, pay my rent, pay my bills, whatever, however meager my paycheck is.
You edit film for a living.
Yeah, but still.
It's not the film you want to, but you edit film
yes,
for a living.
But here's the thing. I have people, why don't you get a city job? You can make a lot of money. You can have a lot of overtime. You'll do very well. You'll make $60,000, $70,000 a year. Yes, I can do that, but you know what? I'll be friggin' miserable doing that. And that's not what I'm meant to do. I'm meant to do, to write, to make films. And that's why I refuse to get a city job to settle. You know, I'm 35 years old now, and I still know that, yeah, I'm going to make it. Is that the secret? No, I'm just going to work hard, and I'm going to make it. No one's going to stop me. Anybody who gets in my way, I'm going to roll over them.
I definitely see where Chris is coming from because I'll give you an example from my own life. Just about everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now knows me as the happy, bubbly, positive person that leaves all these positive affirmations on Facebook and MySpace. And, you know, people are always saying, wow, Brooke, you're so positive. You're so positive. If you had known me even a short year ago, I sounded exactly like Chris. I had...
She was bald and wore black t-shirts.
I measured success in the title that I had and the money that I made, and I was the most miserable person on the planet. I was making very good money. You know, I had a title. I had a lot of respect from my coworkers and whatnot, and I used to come home and cry almost every night. And when my mother introduced me to The Secret, I was very cynical. I was very jaded. I was miserable. I was always sick. Constantly 5-6 times a year sick. Woe is me. My life is horrible. You know, I was really, really a negative person. And I do believe that The Secret at least partly changed my life. And it was because of the way I started to think differently. And if the quote from the book is, and the quote from the movie is, your life is a physical manifestation of what goes on in your head. It was just, it was difficult for somebody like myself to not go to work and complain that I didn't feel well, or to complain about my relationships or whatnot. So what I did was I used to go to work and say, I feel great, I'm not sick, I'm well. I don't need a lot of money to be happy, I'm doing something that I love. And slowly, 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 my thoughts started to change. And the one thing that I do every day on a daily basis is when I wake up and my eyes open, before my feet hit the floor, I say, thank you.
Well, now, is that a coping technique or a brainwashing technique? Because you see the movies where the protagonist gets up, hates his job, god awful, hates his job, and, you know, especially some of the other ones, you know, depends on what movie it is. I could quote a million of them, but, you know, they wake up, they look in the mirror, and they go, I'm successful, I'm worthy, I'm this, and it's that. And you can tell they don't believe it, and even if they are, and of course, because it's a movie, somewhere in the middle of the movie, they meet a girl, they go on an adventure, and everything becomes great, but that's not real life.
Well, here's why it's not a coping technique. It's because I really did change my life. I got a new job. I got out of a bad relationship. I healed some stuff within my life. I was able to bring money to myself when I didn't have any.
I'm going to stop right there. That's very cryptic. Bring money to myself. Getting a job would bring money to you. Can you go into that, quote-unquote, bring money to myself?
Well,
if you're going to speak for The Secret, I'm going to have to try to poke as many holes in this just to give that other side.
Of course. And, I mean, without getting too personal into my own personal life, I was making a decent salary where I used to work, and the job that I'm at now, I don't make as much money, but I'm able to allocate it differently. And it's hard to explain, you know, without going into, you know, massive detail here, but, you know, I did do all of the techniques that The Secret told me to do about getting money and bringing money to myself.
I want
to
see a checkbook.
I'd be happy to show that to you. I don't have any secrets in my life. But, you know, it's like attracts like. So if you're going to say, I want money, but you're miserable, then that's not The Secret. You have to say, I love what I do, and that's where I'm getting the money from. And like Jay said, it's not all about the money. It's about,
yeah, but that seems like a coping technique to me, because I work at my job. I will be working my job. Let's say unless something crazy happens and somehow I lose my job, God forbid. You know, I get up this morning, I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to go to work today. But guess what? They still pay me. I could go to work. And see, this is the thing. This is actually something I asked Lisa Ann, because I wanted her perspective on it, because she's very about create your reality, which is very secret-ish. I said, hey, will the universe know that I'm lying? When I get up and I go, I love my job, and I'm grateful for my coworkers, and I love making JPEGs and MPEGs, and I love working overtime. I love not being told, you know, when I have to work the weekend. I'm so grateful for our clients. You know,
make yourself believe it like she did. She said slowly over time.
Make yourself believe. Do I have to make? Is that brainwashing myself?
It's called delusion.
You have to change your way of thinking, but if it's to positive, make you a happier person.
It's like, say it like this. Is it racist to say something like, all Japanese people are smart? Because it's a positive thing. It's still a racist comment. You know, most of the best athletes are black. It's not an insult. You're saying, hey, these people are in way better shape. They're better physical condition. You know what I mean? Like, is that an insult?
Yeah, but I mean, if my job is the source of my unhappiness, me telling myself that I'm happy at my job, is that a delusion?
It might not be that you would say you're happy at your job. You might want to change your reality so you're not at that job anymore.
Yeah, but a coping mechanism, like you said, if you brainwash yourself into believing that you like it, then that is your reality. So if you're brainwashed and you don't know any better, it is sort of a coping thing. But the thing is, if you force yourself to love something, like, you know what I mean? If you force yourself to absolutely love something, and then you like it, and you do it, and you're smiling, and you don't go home and go, well, I'm totally lying, then, you know, whatever. But like Brian said, yeah, how do you fool the universe?
One thing I did like that the book put forward is the quote that you are not your past. Pretty much we, as we are right now, sitting at our table, sitting in your house, listening to this broadcast, this is not you. You are not defined by what you are right now, because you are just pretty much the sum of what has come before. Your job, your upbringing, your surroundings, that's all stuff that kind of has created you now. But because of that, and according to the book, and this sounds like sound advice to me, you are in control. So you can make yourself whatever you want to be. The you that you are right now is just a result of something that happened already. So why not take that and make that something different?
Okay. Well, one thing, I believe that an object in motion tends to stay in motion, and an object that's, you know, stands still tends to stay that way too.
Inertia.
Yes, which means, all right, if you're working hard and you keep it up and you keep working, yeah, you're going to get somewhere because you're moving. You're constantly doing something.
2009, you're scared.
You're scared. If you know, you sit at home and you do nothing, you sit on your couch, you smoke pot all day, you know, that's what your life is going to consist of. Now, scared is not, we're not huge. You know what I mean? We're not huge. But we've come this far because of the work that we put into it. All the endless, and I mean endless hours of time that we put into this.
Yeah, I see it that way too. I feel like everything we've done has been prelude to what we are now, and 2010 is going to be even greater because of our 2009. But I feel that's an accomplishment. Like, hey, I get to pat myself on the back for that because
we worked hard for it.
We, like my father says, we paid our dues.
Exactly. And you know what? No one gave us anything. It's true.
We had to earn to do what you do.
Every foothold up that mountain, we had to earn it, tooth and nail. Nobody offered us anything. Nobody gave us anything.
It's Rocky.
You know? Totally. We're the underdog,
Rocky
and that's
Balboa.
The way we got to fight. We got to fight our way to the top.
You also thought that you were good at what you did.
We know. All of us sitting here at this table, you know, regardless of what our opinions are about The Secret, we are all awesome.
I kick so much ass, it's unbelievable.
Sometimes I kick my own ass.
I'm kicking my ass.
Just like I showed on Thursday with the interviews, I kicked my own ass.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, you are not your past. And I think that, if nothing else, is a good, very neutral way to look at The Secret, maybe to take something out of it, even if you are skeptical about it. The book and the movie, I kind of found interesting because it's presented, all these little tidbits are presented by, I don't want to say New Agers, there's lots of different people, couldn't even say experts, but authors, public speakers, for instance, you have...
I don't know any name.
Jack Canfield, he's the author of the best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul series, a lot of people may have heard of that.
Okay.
There is... lots of different people. I'm just going to have to tell you to go to www.thesecret.tv and see all these people who are in there.
There's Ron Bon Jovi.
I believe that at least when I was watching it, I know they're on the film because they got paid to be there, but I could definitely see that they're the greatest actors in the world, or they're there because they honestly, genuinely believe what they're passing on.
I don't think they're great actors.
I didn't feel any deception from them. They have no reason to want to... to do this because of all these speakers here, like, what are they going to split this profit like 25 ways, however many people are involved in this? But like I said, they have people giving quotes, and then they have famous quotes from, you know, people in history. And one of them that I found incredibly ironic, the quote is, "What this power is, I cannot say. All I know is that it exists." Alexander Graham Bell, who we know stole the telephone from Antonio Meucci, so he created his reality. He used The Secret to...
what did I just say? A way to get some? You work for it, you inherit it, or you steal it.
Alexander Graham Bell stole a telephone.
Thief! Thief! Yep, and the name of the company for 45 years was Bell Atlantic.
Bell Atlantic.
And you know what? It doesn't matter how he got there. He got there. Same thing with, with Marconi. Oh, yeah, he invented it. No, Nikola Tesla invented the radio. And one of the greatest rock albums ever.
But Nikola Tesla was played by David Bowie in The Prestige. So
that's why they call it. He's a come, he's a go. Yeah, when I actually, it was funny because I was watching The Secret earlier tonight, and I saw the quote, it popped up on the screen by Alexander Graham Bell. I had it on the screen, I'm like, oh, come on!
Yeah, it's the same thing, too. I'm like, you know, they didn't even know it, but to me, they just negated all the good things that I had taken away from this because... I don't know. We stand up for Antonio Meucci.
Not to Meucci.
It would have been better if it was actually Alexander Graham Bell and he was actually there.
See,
it's like 1847 and he's still alive. And he's like, oh.
I think we're doomed to be Meucci.
Well, thinking that way, does that doom us to be Meucci? Is that a self-fulfilling prophecy that if we believe it, it shall be so?
But you know what? Just because I think that other people don't believe in us doesn't mean I'm not going to believe in myself. I'm not going to believe in what we do. So I'm still going to push forward on it.
252 million mega millions. That's what I'm focusing on. So.
Well, if I may, if there are people out there that are more interested in The Secret and they're curious to see if it works for them, you know, if you want a starting point, if you want something to, you know, something to start off with The Secret, just know this. Think of this. If everything in the universe is energy... And everything that you think of causes your life and your reality to happen. One of the biggest quotes I took away from the movie that I think of when I'm feeling down or depressed or, you know, upset about something is, out of nothing and no way, a way will be made. And if that's a way to help you keep going and to move on with your life and you know, help you with something that's bothering you, think of that. And of course you can buy the movie, of course you can buy the book, and you can go from there. But that sticks out in my mind as something very significant. So if you really, truly believe in it and you think positive thoughts, you will get there. It doesn't matter how you get there or what path that you take. It's often not the path you think, but you will get what you need and you will get what you want.
Okay, I got to say something here because watching Secret, again, I just get aggravated. All right? They say, oh, you can bend the will of the universe, you know, to your own will. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you're going to bend the universe to your will? Am I Houdini? Like, come on. I'm sorry. You know what? I believe, you know, there's nothing wrong with positive thinking. There's nothing wrong with thinking positive. But to believe that you can actually bend the universe to your will, it'll do what you want because what? Because you're Brooke? Get the hell out of here. I'm sorry. Because I'm Chris? The universe is going to bow to me? What a frig am I? And who the frig are you? And who the frig is everybody else?
I'm still trying to get that force choke to work, and it hasn't thus far. I've been trying to choke people with my mind for ever since I saw Empire Strikes Back.
I remember something. Anakin was good first.
That's true. So any day now, it's going to happen.
I mean, yeah, they say as people, we can only use, what, maybe 5 to 10% of our brain? They don't even know if that's true, though. That's something that they said, and then now in recent years, they're still telling us Pluto isn't a planet. I mean, seriously.
I think, as with anything else, common sense, moderation. I mean, if you're interested in The Secret, definitely. Even the book says, you know what? If you're interested in it, take it in small doses. Try something small first. Now, they almost contradict themselves because, like Yoda, he goes, you know, they say, judge me by my size, do you? You know, luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. So if you think small, you'll get small. If you think big, you'll get big. So then why start small if you can start big? So one of the examples they give in the movie was the guy's like, oh, you know, it's like this. If you're driving from California to New York in the dark and all you have to light your way is your headlights, you're not going to see the whole way to New York. You're just going to see a little bit in front of you, but you know somehow you're going to get there. And I'm like, no, no, no. You're not going to somehow get there. Just the fact that you're in the car at all means, A, you know where New York is. You pointed the car in that direction. You've got a map. You know how you're going to get there. And to me, that's planning. That's not, oh, the universe, I want to do something and I don't know how I'm going to get there. To Jay's point earlier, he got a watch. However he got it, if he bought it, that was some sort of planning. There was some responsibility on his part to make what he wants happen. You can't just sit back and let the universe do all the work for you. Like, as much as you can make happen, I think you should make happen yourself.
I see what you're saying, but you know what? If you got in a car in California and said, listen, I'm going to New York, eventually, without a map, you will get to New York. It may take you way longer than it would have if you planned it like a normal human would and not go by the Magellan thing like Greg and I did to get home from the Grand Midway, and it took us 80 miles the wrong way. But the thing is, you will eventually get there. Like, you know what? Maybe there's certain places in this world I want to travel.
Well, with some planning, you could turn that eventually into, yeah, you know you're going to get there quicker because you did a little bit of work. You're like, you know, there's nothing wrong with the positive thinking. There's nothing wrong with the law of attraction. But you also have to take personal responsibility for yourself in this universe.
Yes. Secret's the lazy way out.
I say, and again, not to bash The Secret, but that's almost anything to any extreme. If you take this and go, hey, this is my secret to not having to work and not having to take responsibility and not having to do what I've got to do because the universe will somehow find a way for me, will somehow pay my bills, will somehow get this done for me. No, you still have to, I don't want to say you still have to work, but you still have to take responsibility for your actions.
Well, getting away from the success stories and the money stories, because that seems to be a bone of contention here that you have to work hard to get that. One simple example that I thought was kind of cute from the movie is the example where the man says, when I drive to work, I imagine a parking space in front of where I need to park, and magically a spot appears. Now, of course, that sounds like horse crap. And I understand that. But what if I told you that I work in a neighborhood where parking is very difficult, and when I really focus on getting a spot, I get a spot on the block that I want.
I've done that so many times. Dude. Yeah, my friends and I used to do it all the time.
But
work.
I've been there twice, and I have never had a problem parking right next to the place, and I did not think about it at all. And all I thought about was, God, I hate Brooklyn.
Well, you came at a different time of day. But when you
See,
come during...
mitigating circumstances.
When I park, it's during like alternate side and stuff like that where it's difficult to park. But the days that I said, oh, I want to get a spot in front, I never did. The days that I woke up believing I was going to get a spot in front, I did. So that's just kind of a cute anecdote.
And that's an easy one you could do, like exactly. to open up with. That's like what we were saying before.
Start small.
It starts small. My friend, when I first saw this, my friend and I did this, and we used to do it all the time. It always worked. Like we would laugh. Like the one time that it didn't work, we were like, "Oh, come on!" But like every time we did it, it was funny how it would work.
Well, I tell you, I don't know what's going on, you guys. Like I always try to think positive, but my life is like the friggin' monkey's paw. All right, I get something good, and then like something really bad has to happen. Is that
monkeys do through their own feces?
Is that the secret working against
that's
me?
That sounds like a cycle. Sounds like a cycle of your life that keeps repeating. But you know, dude, it's the same thing. Real quick, the same thing with relationships. I go through the same thing all the time. It's like, well, the problem because I go with the same exact girl with a different hairstyle. That's exactly what it is.
At least you acknowledge it.
But that's the thing is, what do you think, Paul and Heidi haven't heard it? You know what I mean? The point is that everyone heard it because I know the problem. It's a cycle. I keep going with the same person. And I think Dana said this to me. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
That's exactly going to my soul-crushing job every day.
And expecting you to show up there and have there to be a bucket of money or your boss to be like, you're the new president. It's not going to happen. You got to sit there, like you said, break it off.
You have to change your way of thinking. You have to have confidence in yourself and not just say, yeah, I'm good or yeah, I'm confident. You have to wake up and go to sleep believing that. Really, really, really believing that.
I still believed it.
So I think the first thing I'm gonna focus on is I believe that everyone listening is going to buy a scary DVD tonight. I believe it in my heart. I can feel everyone reaching for their checkbooks and aiming their web browsers at www.scaredonline.com. On the left-hand side, there's a little thing to our store, I believe, because we need money to get to the Shanley.
It already happened, Brian.
In Halloween.
The discs are already bought.
It's done.
They're already bought. Just go collect the money
it's
later.
It's done. Just got to go transfer to PayPal. I'm confident. And for those of you who want to learn more about what we do, once again, www.scaredonline.com. For those of you who are interested in The Secret, that's www.thesecret.tv. We invite all of you to try it and share your results with us. Because we definitely would be interested, and maybe we'll convince Chris about that too, although you'd have to convince me and Chris, but we're open to hearing it. And I think that's it. I think that's yet another Tuesday up, another Tuesday down. Scared on the airwaves. I'm Brian J. Cano.
Chris Mancuso, who doesn't believe in The Secret.
Jason, who partially believes in The Secret.
And Brooke Haramaya, who does believe in The Secret.
You don't count.
Oh, Jesus. And that's us, and we are out. See you next Tuesday.
Holy nightmare. On the air.
Listening to the best in talk radio on Dark Plains Radio on darkplainsradio.com. The best of all worlds, including paranormal, politics, sports, or anything of interest around the world. Listen into Between Two Worlds Radio with Derek White, Sky Cloud, a talk show interviewing a variety of paranormal friends and strange events. Psychic medium and paranormal investigator Derek White Sky Cloud will be doing his mediumship messages on darkplainsradio.com. Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. It's a howling great time. That's Dark Plains Radio on darkplainsradio.com. The best of all worlds in talk radio.